And I want you to open your Bibles to the 18th chapter of Matthew, and then I'm going to tell you a few things that I think is great news to the body of Christ and going to change a lot of people's lives tonight. Yes, a lot of things you've been waiting on, a lot of things you, not that you're a bad person, but just some things not working out like they should. And I know why, the Lord told me why. And so I have to take my time tonight and minister some things to you. And this is where I want to begin saying to you, tonight the Holy Spirit, through the apostolic anointing, will reveal to you how to receive your miracles and reveal to you how you have missed miracles, signs, and wonders. But tonight, we will release a mantle of miracles, signs, and wonders. Your time has come.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, also, I have to say to you before I tell you what we're going to talk about, and because of the territory we're going to have to go into, I want to make a statement. Let me see. Should I read the scripture and tell you the subject? To enter the kingdom, and the subject is going to be about kingdom dominion, one must become like a little child, but maintaining this position is the basis for all subsequent greatness, becoming as a little child.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is the last night, the revelation was infirmities and weaknesses. The Apostle Paul told us it caused him to roll in the spirit realm in dimension he couldn't even figure out or couldn't even talk about.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're about to go further than your infirmities and your weaknesses. You're going to a place that you're going to be able to receive and act upon what God tells you immediately.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, there are no adult in the spirit realm. And really, if you look at it in depth, maturity never ends. It's no ending because it's too wide, it's too vast, it's too great. It's just a needle in a haystack. I mean, God is so vast and it's so wide that you always want to remain as a child.
Yes, sir.
Receptive.
Yes.
In a yielding position. Receiving direction. You see it. You see it. To enter the kingdom, one must become like a little child, but maintaining this position like a little child is the basis for all subsequent greatness. So in other words, the revelation here is as a child. We're going to see in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom functioning will be clearer, brighter, bigger, bolder, etc., etc., if you stay in that childlike stage. Because it's always,
hallelujah,
something else and somewhere else God want to take you.
Yes, sir.
So I decree tonight, he never runs out. And so the vastness of the kingdom, what I said?
The vastness of the kingdom.
It's just too big. You in your lifetime, you could have 95 lifetimes. You'll never reach the whole vastness of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right, now listen. If having been born again, one always keep himself like a little child, he will be great in the kingdom of heaven. Now let's read this text. Now we got the apostle himself, Jesus Christ, because he stood in all five offices. Matthew 18, you there? Now, the first verse brings a prediction of why these things are being said in the 18th chapter. First verse, it says, at the same time. Now, what time are you talking about? He's talking about a time right after a miracle that somebody had to be as a child for that miracle to manifest. Yes, because miracles are not normal. So therefore, miracles are not normal for to be used as an instrument of miracles. You cannot be a grown up. Are you hearing me? Now, I'm telling you, things are going to start breaking loose in your life. We're going to see money in a fish mouth.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus had the audacity as an apostle to tell a man, go out there and catch the first fish. Now, if that man would have been in his right mind as a man, and matured, you know, and I've been fishing. I never saw them fish. And see, now I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord told me to tell you, you'd have missed some miracles. You missed miracles with scriptures. You'd have missed miracles with prayer. Because there's some simple thing, you were through praying in 12 minutes. There was some simple thing God told you to get up and do. Let me give you a for instance.
Yes,
I arrived this morning. My pattern is, you know, I get up and get to praying, and then I go walk. I got a room in my house where it's an exercise room, and I got big windows in it, and I can punch my garage door, and I can see outside and inside and be in the air at the same time. And so I get on a treadmill and walk, you know. Nice room.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But this morning, the Lord didn't let me go in the room. Now, I was headed away. He said, no, go sit under the gazebo and just pray a little while. And bring your bags with you. I followed orders, sitting there. And all of a sudden, about 10, 15 minutes later, four men showed up. Two trucks pulled up. And I knew what it was. Got all four of them saved.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a little child just following his instructions. See, I could have told him I had my routine. I'm going in here. But I had a witness to go, just go sit in the rocker. Got four men saved.
Yes, sir.
See? So what I'm saying is, before I get through tonight, you're going to recognize a lot of things you miss. But that's okay. Because you're going to be able to make up for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to grow. You're going to grow so much tonight. You're going to grow. I mean, you're going to grow and develop. And you're going to see every move you need to make. Because you're no longer looking for the complicated.
Yes, sir.
As a child.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
See?
Yes, sir.
See, you can't talk to a child as you talk to an adult. But the bad thing is, you can't talk to an adult as you talk to a child. But with the kingdom, that's the way it got to be.
Yes, sir.
How many see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, to make it more significant, let me tell you what we're talking about. Releasing the supernatural kingdom of dominion that is within you. Releasing the supernatural kingdom of dominion that is within you.
Yes, sir.
As a child.
As a child.
With childlike faith.
Yes, sir.
Whatever he says to you, do it. I got some miracles down here. The miracles came because every person who participated in the miracle acted as a child, because what the assignment of what was told them to do don't make no sense. I'm already blind. And you tell me you put mud on my eye? You put mud on my eye? Something on my eye. He was blind, but he didn't say the man didn't feel nothing. He felt when he put that stuff in his eye. He knew it was track. Your argument was, you must be out your mind, because your adulthood come up. That's why you'll stay blind too.
Yes, sir.
Now, what brought this up? Because before I go to it, I got to let you know what brought this up. Because we got at the same time in the first verse. You see that? At the same time. All right. Now, Jesus about to explain how to let miracles happen in your life. Number one. And then there's a gift of the Spirit called the working of miracles. But you have to be as a child for both of them. But somebody about to receive some miracles up in here. When I get a little further, oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you, it is amazing what God is about to do. Listen. Look back up with me in the 17th chapter and the 24th verse and see this as a child manifestation. What I say, see?
As a child manifestation.
All right, all right. Now, a grown-up wouldn't have got this miracle. Because they would have argued their case, this does not exist.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see? That's what, now I can go back over my life just like this morning, but other things the Lord have told me to do, and it didn't add up, and I couldn't tell nobody. I couldn't tell none of my relatives. The only one I could tell is my wife, because see, God specially picked her out. He told me that's your wife, so he put something in her to be able to walk with me in dimension that an average woman couldn't do.
Yes, sir.
You know, you ask me, are you out your mind? Quit your job. Mm-hmm. You see, but the dimension that the Lord put her in, it caused us to walk in miracles.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, watch this. I want you to look at the 17th chapter, 24th verse. I don't know how far I'm going to get tonight, but because I got a lot of things to say to you. I want you to catch this revelation. I want you to understand the as a child anointing. And there's as a child divine receptor in you. And you'll run around all those people who think they're so deep and quoting, and you run around them. You just, a simple old boy, just sit down there and say, yeah, Lord, I do that. Bam, you got it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now watch this. Because a person in their right mind couldn't do this. You had to have a renewed mind. See, there's a right physical mind, calculating and calibrating, but there's a renewed mind that shift you into the mind of Christ, into the mind of the Spirit, to the mind of God, to the mind of the supernatural.
Uh-huh.
Are you following me?
Yep.
But it can't be shift with you as an adult. Because you've learned some stuff in college.
Come on.
You know, you know trigonometry.
Yes, sir.
But trigonometry, one of my first words is a trick. In the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
And because of not having this revelation as a child, being as a child, we've been tricked out of a lot of miracles. I'll get to that in a few minutes. Look at verse 24 in the 17th chapter. I'll read quickly. And when they were coming to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter. Peter's a fisherman. And said, does not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when they were coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, because Jesus already knew, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said to him, of strangers. Jesus said to him, then are the children free. Then the 27th verse, if you not operating as a child, you would have left the master right there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's going out of his mind.
Because
they had money in the treasure, but he said, I want to show you a way that you don't have to depend on the treasure.
Yeah.
I want to show you a way that I can do things without the treasure.
Yes, sir.
Get your mind off that little check you got and that little saving account you got. You better try to get on out there and get in deeper water.
Come on, Apostle.
Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go out. Now listen, this is instruction. You think a grown man going to take this instruction? A grown fisherman? Go take this treasure of salt and have seen thousands of fish. You think he's going to say, okay, watch. Go down to the sea and cast a hook.
Come on.
And take up the fish that first cometh up, money coming.
Yep, money coming.
And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give them for me and thee. Now, how can a man who is a professional fisherman take orders like this? Talk about money going to be in a fish mouth. He had to become as a child.
Yes, sir.
And that's tonight we're going to say, oh my goodness, I'm excited, man. So at the 18th chapter here now, so now we know the setup.
Yes, sir.
We know why I say at the same time. came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? That's the question. And Jesus, the high apostle, called a little child unto him. Now, he come right after that miracle.
Yes, sir.
And he's showing how Peter received that miracle.
Yes, sir.
And set him in the midst of them. And said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted.
Come on.
Every manifestation, every demonstration, every miracle, every sign, every wonder God worked through somebody is a conversion.
Yes, sir.
It is a miracles, oh Lord, have mercy. Miracles, signs, and wonders are born again experiences. They come from the same volume. They come from the same place. When you got born again, when you birthed as a child of God, miracles come from the same place.
Yes,
the same power.
Yes, sir.
So if you can't become saved, which is the highest miracle, except you come as a child, how you gonna get blind eyes open or get a walk, get a lame man to walk, and you're not as a child? Verse 3, and verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little children. See, become as little children. He told you become as little children. He's trying to say something to you. You should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You should not enter into miracles. You should not enter into signs. You should not enter into wonders. That's why the stagnation in the body of Christ now, we got too many heavy people.
Yes, sir.
And you know, when I went to them schools and homiletic and theology and all this stuff and got it diagrammed and programmed, and God can't find no children. I'm looking for a child. I'm looking for somebody going to do just what I tell them to do.
Yes, sir.
Tonight is your night.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Your every move, I feel a holy, every move you make after the night,
yes, sir.
You know, so wait a minute. I'm asking too many questions.
Yes,
wait a minute, I'm too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sit down and shut up.
Yes, sir.
And see what he wants.
Yes, sir.
And show how he, let him tell me how to do it. That's where all this come from, all this paid for, 600 acres of land, full jets, that all came from, sat down, what you want me to do?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't know what to do.
That's right,
that's good.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Never let a man or a group or anybody else ever overrule your as a child.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do exactly what he said to do.
Yes, sir.
Everybody going the other way, I'm going this way. Everybody going up, I'm going down. I'm going whatever way you got to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, fool's voice. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, that is, fool's voice. Ooh, whosoever thou shall humble, look at the word humble. Humble, that's what I want you to do. I want you to humble. I don't want you to help me. I want you to humble yourself and shut up and do what I tell you to do. The money going to be in the fish mouth because I said it.
Yes, sir.
The water going to turn into wine because I said it.
Yes, sir.
Your eyes going to come open because I said it.
Yes, sir.
You just be as a child and go do what I told you to do.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Raise your hand if you, well, no, put them down because I won't be your truth. Raise your hand if you know you're missing the miracles. Now, anybody who, any of y'all out there, how many of you online? Anybody that don't have your hand up, you're a liar. You done missed miracles because yes, there's 1,200. You done missed a miracle. I don't care how deep you are. I see all that red mark in your Bible, but you done missed a miracle because the revelation tonight is miracles come on the basis if you ask a child and the word humble,
yes, sir,
has come up. The master teaching in Matthew 5, and I'll get to it sometime now again, Matthew 5, he said, but blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Yes, sir.
You see who you see inherit the earth? The meek. As a child.
Yes, sir.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's from last night, the poor in spirit, recognizing that you're not all that. You humble yourself and just walk through your infirmity and let God use you.
Yes, sir.
My God. My God. I can't, my God. Now, I want you to get verse 4. Whosoever, that's me. Who you say whosoever, didn't it? That's me. That's you?
That's me.
Therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receives me. Hallelujah.
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 I got to go down to the sixth verse. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me? It was better for him that a millstone was hanging about his neck and that he was drowned into the deep depth of the sea, because you can't stop one who know how to function as a child.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't hold nothing back from them. You can't rob them. You can't, because they're always walking in the perfect will of God, and they're protected and they're covered by a special anointing.
Yes, sir.
As a kingdom citizen.
Yes, sir.
As a kingdom citizen. Now, I'll read two more scriptures and I'll start giving you some point. Let me tell you this. Kingdom dominion, kingdom authority must be released to manifest and demonstrate God's goodness and his will on earth. Kingdom dominion, kingdom authority must be released to manifest and demonstrate God's goodness and his will on earth. But you have to do it as a child. Humble, meek, trusted him, relying on him. Now, when the Lord showed me this, he said, go to Luke 2. I said, what? He said, go to Luke 2. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how Jesus was operating.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God, it's camp meeting time.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now I moved from last night. I found out that I can move in my infirmity and God will bless me. Paul told me, but the apostle, the chief apostle talking now, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's given a revelation of kingdom functioning, kingdom manifestation, kingdom demonstrations, kingdom sign, suddenly, immediately, straightway. As a child, see a child, you can snap it on the child. You're all right.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
If the grown up say, I got a question. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, I got two questions. How do you believe this is gonna work? You don't ask me no question like that. Just sit down, shut up, and receive.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah.
So could it be? Oh my goodness. Could it be we've been having problems on receiving? Because sometimes the scripture make you believe you're a regulator. And you're trying to regulate when it's time to receive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, I want y'all to grow now. I want y'all to grow tonight because there's an apostolic mantle coming out tonight.
Yes, sir.
There's some shifting in the spirit realm that needed to be shifted. And only the Holy Spirit can keep you as a child.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, when you yield to the Holy Spirit said, "Step back over there." See, don't quote 19 scriptures to me right now. Just step back over there, where you were. That's where you're about to hit you at.
Yes, sir.
You don't need no more scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You don't need no more prayer right now. Step over there.
Yes, sir.
That's why Jesus was able to say, my yoke is easy. As long as you operate as a child. Look in Luke now. Look in Luke. Then I'm going to start spitting out principles left and right. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. You're paying attention?
Yes, sir.
Look what he says there. And the child grew.
Yes, sir.
and wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. When you operate as a child, this is what happened to you. Wisdom don't come on adults in the spirit. Somebody ought to let me preach up in here. Do you know a shift have taken place in your life tonight? Do you know what's happening to you? Do you have any praise in your hand right now? Do you have any praise? Can you lift your hand and say, God, thank you. You're saying something to me that I need to know. You're not in a regular service. Do you know we're not just having a meeting here? God is shifting the atmosphere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There's some things you've been trying to receive, and you've been praying thousands of hours in prayer. Just get off the truck and sit down as a little child and watch it be dropped off to you. Look at the 52nd verse. Sit down. Look at the 57th verse, and then I'm going to start giving you these principles. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That is not going to happen unless you let it happen as a child. That's the way the kingdom functions. All right? Now, there are scriptures you know that are going to turn into a stronger revelation now. There are scriptures you know are going to turn into a stronger revelation. We're talking about releasing the supernatural kingdom of dominion that is within you. Luke 17 now. And I want you to make a statement. The kingdom of dominion, come on.
The kingdom of dominion
is in me now.
In me now.
And I just received the key.
And I just received the key.
To keep it unlocked.
Keep it unlocked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
You see? Now, do you see this?
Yes, sir.
Wow, 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 wow. See. And also, I also understand this, that infirmities make your child lack. Shortcoming make your child lack.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Luke 17. Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Observation. Deep stuff. I got to know a whole lot. So let me study 19 hours. No, you're not going to see nothing unless you're not listening. If you're listening, you're going to see it. He said, neither should they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, all the dominion, all the authority, all the signs, all the miracles, all the wonders, all the suddenly, all the straightways, all the immediately are on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
So if the pickup is on the inside and I'm looking outside, I missed the bus.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
So there are miracles on the inside of you waiting to come out. When you let the Spirit convert you back into that childlike nature, that miracle is going to sit on your porch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what they said? I'm a grown. That's why you... See, people quickly tell you, y'all know that, y'all don't get so spelled on me. That's all. No, don't get no. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
That's the problem.
Yes,
a man of God preaching and he hits your number and you don't like it.
Yep. Come on, Apostle.
Wow.
But if you're a child lack, you say, Lord, I did it. Forgive me. Nobody else got to know about it. But you're stubborn.
Yes,
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. So the kingdom of God is within you, right? Now, go to John 14, 17. And I know I started using more scriptures, Lord. You know, you just said preach from one scripture, but I started using more. Matter of fact, you got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Let me make you shout before we go to that voice. Go to Isaiah 9. We shout on Isaiah 9.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I try to use them computers a little bit, but I like Bessie.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I could feel Bessie. Like I feel God in Bessie, you know. I like Bessie rocking. I like to look around in Bessie, you know. And the computer, you just hit a button, you're right where you're going. You might see something else passing through, you know. Notice Isaiah 9. This is something because I know I'm ahead of myself. I've got it further down the line, but I couldn't hold it. 9 and 6. Mm-hmm. See, I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to make up a word. Your sonship cannot function without your childship. See, because in your sonship, you're saying, I'm a son of God, I'm a child of God, but yet you're acting more mature than that.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So the simplicity of the gospel can't get to you.
Yes, sir.
Because you're too complicated.
Come on, wow.
And you know too much. And you're looking for another preacher.
On,
you're always looking for another preacher. Look at his voice said, for unto us a child is born and a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Ever and Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government. Now what I'm telling you is your increase is about to take off.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You see, because in this message tonight, all the people who hook up online, unto us a child is born. Unto us, now the Lord said again, unto us a son is given. Somebody who gonna pay attention to me, and I'm gonna cause them to rule on earth.
Yes, sir.
And their government gonna increase.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't just talking about Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's right.
He wanted to bring this revelation to the body of Christ that as a child humble yourself from this night forward. Your government going to increase in your life.
Yes.
Things going to start changing.
Yes.
People going to start cutting you loose because they don't know where you're going. They don't know where you're coming from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Releasing the supernatural kingdom of dominion that is within you. Go ahead to Romans 14. Another principle of the kingdom I want to give you. The reason a lot of scriptures has not worked, and I know we have some success. I don't want you a down preacher, but I'm trying to get you somewhere.
Yes,
that's right. Yes, sir.
So I know you know some scripture, and I know you God have answered your prayer. And I know a whole lot of y'all is not where you want to be to. I know a whole lot of y'all still praying and still waiting. You've been waiting. And that's why I'm here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Romans 14. I want to make a statement from Romans 14. The kingdom of God, as you approach the kingdom as a little child all your life, it is a spiritual kingdom releasing powerful spiritual forces. There are three in Romans 14, 17. Three powerful spiritual forces. My goodness. I'm preaching myself happy.
Come on,
you know, man, I'm blessed already, but man, I'm about to increase you now. Y'all don't want it, I get it. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. I ain't going after that. But righteousness. and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
woo, that's three powers there.
Yes, sir.
You know how powerful righteousness is?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Do you know how powerful peace is?
On,
peace in the time of trouble.
Yes,
joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. We don't go after the meat and the drink. Go after the righteousness. Go after, wow, go after the peace.
Yeah.
It is the one caused the meat come in.
Yes, sir.
Look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. It is a spiritual kingdom releasing powerful spiritual forces. In those forces are your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. Somebody be healed out there.
Yeah.
Somebody receive a new heart.
Yeah.
Somebody receive new eyes.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, somebody receive a new liver,
yeah,
a new kidney. In his name. Ow, in his name.
Yes, sir.
By his power.
Yeah.
Through his kingdom.
Yeah.
Let God be strong.
Yeah.
Let God be truth and every man alive. Let something happen in one of these states looking at me right now.
Yes.
Go in somebody's house and rearrange your furniture.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody's blood pressure go down.
Yeah.
Let somebody's sugar level go down.
Yeah.
Do something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Let the lamb walk.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Get out of that wheelchair.
Yeah.
Take a step. God dog it. Take a step.
Yeah.
I command you to take a step in Jesus' name. Now speak to you as a child of the kingdom. I don't have to make it happen. The kingdom gonna make it happen. Woo, the king. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 4:20. Somebody got healed.
Yes, sir.
Make a demand on the power.
Yes, sir.
Whew. Look at the 20 verse. You see it? Read it with me. For the kingdom of God. Y'all got too much word. You're trying to preach to the kingdom. Let the kingdom preach to you. You follow what I'm saying? I'm only trying to help you. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. We haven't had enough word. Word. Now it's time to let the power go. Let the power go. Let the power flow. It's time for the power to flow. It's time for miracles. It's time for signs. It's time for us to wipe somebody's eyes and come back seeing. It's time for the tell a lame man, get up and walk.
Get up and walk. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
You see, last night we're dealing with, sit down. We're dealing with, because I'm not closed now. Last night we're dealing with the infirmity. The Apostle Paul told us about his weakness. That's where his strength came in. And then when I got home, Jesus said, I'm going to show you a higher revelation than that. And he took me to that 18th chapter and showed me. He said, I didn't say you had to be a child.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
He said, as a child.
Yes, sir.
I know you're in a physical adult body, but when you come down to talking to me, I need you to be as a child. Because I got some dimension I want to take you to, and the adult can't go there.
Yes, sir.
Write this down. Seeking the kingdom is accessing the supply of the supernatural. I got two more words to go with there, but I just got stuck there. That's so powerful. Seeking the kingdom as a child is accessing the supply of the supernatural spiritual realm. Now, it's a favorite scripture now. It makes a difference. The kingdom of God is within you, you know, as a child. But now, Matthew 6:33.
Yes,
ooh, where are you looking?
Yes, sir.
Where are you looking for the kingdom?
Yeah.
Up here? Where are you looking? I just told you in Luke 17 where it is.
Yes, sir.
It's on the inside of you.
Yes.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God But seek you first the kingdom of God is in you. Mm-hmm. But it's God's kingdom.
That's right.
And so you can't tell him how to run it.
Yes, sir.
Because it's his kingdom. He tell you how to run it. For him.
Yes, sir. True. Yes, sir.
And it's righteousness. And look what it said. And all these things should be added unto you. And so the reason that a lot of things not being added to us, we skip the first part of the verse. The seeking part. Your will, Lord, your plan, your purpose. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. You gotta go to God sometime. Say, God, I really didn't come to get nothing. I just come to talk to you. Love on you. Let your love on me. Then he'll send you 14 things. He's just a good God like that. He's looking for somebody who really loves him, you see. Look in Luke 12:32. The supernatural kingdom of God is a gift to his children. Luke 12:32. Somebody tell me I'm preaching. Fear not, little flock. I heard y'all. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now notice it said, Dr. Favre was talking about the Father.
Yes, sir.
He's the Father of the kingdom. He's the Father of glory. But Father, child. Father, child. Leroy is a man, but he's a child of me.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? Because he should have that respect and that honor. No matter how old he gets physically, he should be able to bite his tongue when I say something.
Yes, sir.
And it seemed like I'm wrong, but he still bite his tongue.
Yes, sir.
That's why he's so blessed. He do it.
Yes, sir.
All my children like that. You know, there's no fake machine here. This is real.
Yes, sir.
You know, the word work. Because we worked our children with the word. But it's the Father's good pleasure. Now, if it's the Father's good pleasure to give you a kingdom, what about a house? And a car?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry yourself with them things, he said. Just seek my kingdom.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you that stuff. Just tell me what you want.
Yes, sir.
So when that starts happening to a point in life, everybody get upset. Mm-hmm. Look, you see what she drive? Now you don't need that. You don't need that not a nice coach. They want it now. You don't need that. That ain't the Lord. Who you think that is? What you mean that's not the Lord? Lord said, don't put me in. I'm going with him. I'm going with Leroy, man. Kingdom rights and kingdom space by force. Matthew 11:12. Taking it by force. Now the force is you drop down as a little child. Obey every command. Mary said to him when they need wine at the wedding, told him servant, man, you got to be a child to do this. Whatsoever he said to you, do it.
Yeah. Yes,
you don't even know what he's going to say. Then he come up with this dumb statement. Pour water. Pour the water.
Yes, sir.
You can't pour that water as a man.
That's right.
Them guys would have quit. I ain't, man. Them people gonna cuss us out. We going out there. Talking about pour water. Did he hear wine water? Don't you know WINEWATER? He said pour water in there. She told him whatsoever he said till you do it, because he gonna make it happen.
Yes, sir.
So that miracle standard, he's still using it.
That's right.
Whatever he said, I've used it so many times. That's why I am where I am now. I've used it. Whatever he said, it didn't even sound right, you know. And other people tell me, you know, he said, get off television.
Yes, sir.
I call my children. And I say, we off. He said, what? Television? We off. Never miss a partner. Never miss a dime. Just things went up. I obeyed him. Whatsoever he said to you, do it. Now make sure it's him talking.
That's right.
Yep.
But he said, my sheep know my voice. You follow what I'm saying? So as a child, you got 5,000 people. This boy got, what, 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. And you tell them, sit down. You about to get all us killed. These people are hungry. You're going to tell them, go down and say, sit down, like you're going to feed them people. We ain't got no more than this. But see, as a child, you got to come to the point to know if he tell you, tell him, sit down.
Yes, sir.
The bread going to show up.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
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 Let me hurry up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So many lives have shifted tonight. They're wondering why they were stuck. But as they fall back now and said, you don't have to be that smart, just yield.
Just yield.
Matthew 11, 12. The most forceful thing you can do in the spirit realm is be as a child. Not operating the gifts. Not praying tongue. The most forceful thing you can do in the spirit realm is come before God as a child.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And all the kingdom will start moving on your behalf. You take the kingdom by force. You take the kingdom by force by humbleness and by meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
See, nobody can stop you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Let's close with this. Let's close with the Our Father prayer. I want to show you something. The Our Father prayer is a kingdom sandwich. Bet you never heard that. But I'm going to prove it.
Yes, sir.
The Our Father prayer is a kingdom sandwich God have given to you, and you can eat it all the time.
Yes, sir.
And it produces everything.
Yes, sir.
What you say?
Yes, sir.
I say it is a kingdom sandwich. It start off with one slice of the kingdom, put you in between, and the other slice is the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 6, this turn, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it in clothes. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it. Jesus taught us supernatural kingdom wisdom. Write this down. Jesus taught us supernatural kingdom wisdom in the Lord's Prayer. He taught us how to do it as a child. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Man. I want you to look with me in the 6th chapter of Matthew. And I want to look at the 9th and 10th verse. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. What? Which art in heaven.
Uh-huh.
See, now that as a child is in there because you're using the name Father.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hallowed be thy name. Now notice what it says in the 10th verse. Thy kingdom come.
Uh-huh.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see that?
Yes,
now just hold there a few minutes. Let me talk to you. I talk to you about faith, the anointing, and the glory.
Yes,
this section, I want to talk to you about the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So now, as a child, you know how to activate the kingdom. Then 1 Corinthians 4:20 said the power come, right?
Yes, sir.
Then the glory come.
Yes, sir.
So you start, tonight I start operating, I'm operating in the kingdom as a child. Then the power of the kingdom come. When the power of the kingdom and the kingdom mix up, then the glory come.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, notice those first two verses declared the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now you can make petition for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you, after you make those petitions, you go back to the kingdom. So everything you want is between the kingdom.
Between the kingdom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch it. I'm going to show it to you. All right. Look at the 11 and 13 verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, the 10th verse said, thy kingdom come, right? Yes, thy will be done, right? Yes. In earth, right? Yes. As it is in heaven. Then he said, now, let me say a few things. Give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
Number one, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt. Number two, as we forgive our debtors. Number three, lead us not into temptation. Four or five, but deliver us in, but deliver us from evil. And then we go back now.
Yes,
for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Did you see it?
Yes, sir.
See, you got a petition in the center, but it's all sandwiched in the kingdom. And as you function as a child in our text in the 18th chapter of Matthew, he said there's nothing can be held back from you. We know too much. We say too much. My God. I got to close. My God in heaven. To enter the kingdom, one must become like a little child. To function in the kingdom, one must function as a little child. To receive from the kingdom, one must receive as a little child. All the days of your life on earth. Don't care if you live to be 114, 120 years old. You still, when you come to him as a little child. He can't function the other way. So let me read this to you again. I want you to have this. To enter the kingdom, one must become like a little child, but maintaining this position is the basis for all his subsequent greatness. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to maintain that. If having been born again, one always keep himself like a little child, he will be great in the kingdom of heaven. Wow. Wow. That's something I want to say to you. I'm trying to close, but I've written it about... So you're going to find it. Now, here's a conclusion. All tricks that have been pulled on you by the enemy stop tonight. All the wrong traffic you've been traveling in, you come out tonight. Transformation take place in your life tonight. Transfer take place in your life tonight.
Yes, sir.
And tonight, I'll speak a word over you. And it may be the first time you ever heard this word, but you're here, and I want to speak it over you. Tonight, your life enter into transfiguration.
Wow!
Transfiguration.
Glory to God. Lift your hand and receive that. Receive that. Take a moment and receive that.
Transfiguration.
Take a moment and receive that.
Places you've never seen before. Glory you've never seen before. Changes you've never seen before. Transfiguration help. Transfiguration miracles and signs and wonders. Transfiguration take place in your finances. Transfiguration take place in your marriage. Transfiguration. Not just transfer. Not just transform. But you go up on that mountain tonight. And you change into another man. You change into another woman. Your ministry change into another ministry. transfiguration hitting ministries all over the world right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Receive it. Receive it.
Tribulation, die. The trouble you've been seeing. Gonna meet the new garment of your life. You're a man and a woman who have been on the mountain of revelation. And you're coming down, you're walking in manifestation and demonstration that you've never seen before in your life because God heard your prayer. Not just transformed. When Jesus was on that mountain, he turned into another man. The glory was there. The church got excited. They didn't understand what to do. They got nervous. They never seen that before. That's why somebody getting nervous right now. But the Lord is transfiguring your life right now. Because you tune in. And I thank God for it. You got it, Junior.
Your life can be transfigured if it hadn't been transfigured. You never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. This is for you.